Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
And on that note, Johnny Zen, and tonight's affiliates are calendars are for sale, 50% off. Plus free shipping over $25, and courtesy of the CVS store, take $25 off, 20% off your order. Those, you could find all of our affiliates at amcpressco.com and also on itsmyurals.com/amcpress. You could even tweet us at amcpress31 and amcpressnews, which is also found on itsmyurals.com. Tonight's stories relate to some very interesting topics, like disability news, and where it comes from TED Talk. And also, there's speculation that autism is supposedly causing a shortage of special ed teachers. And then, an amazing story that deals with Pierre Capaldi and the doctor. And then, how Facebook is trying to have a donate button to help Ebola. Which is interesting in of itself.
Apparently, Google is now following suit.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. It's almost like Facebook should stay in its lane. That's just me, and that will be in our story at the end, nearing the end of the show. So, with further ado, the first discussion relates to TED Talk, and TED Talk is having...
Again, no surprise.
What?
Hey, Brad Hood's late again. No surprise.
I think he's late again, but knowing him, he'll slither on in or not.
Of course, the first time I know, I got the old blog talk roulette again.
Yeah, blog talk and it's lovely roulette show, I guess, or show roulette.
Which obviously I got misdirected from the show, but I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. And Red Hood is still kind of missing in action, but either way, I'm sure he would love to take on this quote, this little post that deals with the issues a lot that goes with disabilities and women, because I know I'm sure we all have something to say about that.
Yeah.
Especially when there's so much that doesn't meet the eye. So, I always say, don't judge. When you judge, they're the best. And when dealing with women standing up for those that need to be stood up for, it's amazing. It's a great thing. It's a huge thing. And I'm still wondering where Mr.
Edward
Red Hood is. I wonder if he's stuck in traffic. or is he behind? Or is he having some interesting techie issues? Or not?
Oh, please, playing with his dinghy.
Oh, yeah.
And we've already did that twice. Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. Where does our mind go?
Yeah.
And Red Hood, it's almost like, what shall we do with Mr. Red Hood?
I don't know.
Or do we just chill out, relax, and then see what happens.
See where the show goes.
Yeah. See how bad it goes to the gutter. Or not. Yes, my thing is that I'm glad that Red Hood is here. When he's here, he's on time, but I guess maybe something happened. I guess it's time will tell, I think. That's just me. While we're just waiting for this party to get started. Which is always fun.
Party for the party.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Especially when we have so many interesting topics that deal with so many things. And enlightenment to what goes on.
Yeah, like I said, I'm waiting for his name to pop up.
I'm sure he'll come. He'll be coming. It won't be the first time he's this late. You know. He does his thing. Doing whatever. That may be in his... He may be just... Never knowing. He may be... sung some of those saxophones he has or whatever. Never know. Which can make things a little bit of a challenge. So, reading is good. Because we don't want to get into his conversation, start this when he could be late. It's never the best. So, yeah. I know we have some great things in store for those listeners that And I'm assuming Red Hood has something So, yeah. I'm glad that Red Hood is doing what he normally does. Selling.
Yeah, he's working on something.
Yes, working, putting his time in for working. That makes perfect. Always good. And as soon as he's here, we can go about the show and say. And discuss everything that is coming up that we said in the beginning. So, it's only a matter of time. So, and some quiet, not the best. Quiet, never the best.
And I'm here.
Yeah, you're here, and you're not quiet, and you're the one who's never quiet.
Who, me?
You're the one who tends to be the quiet one, and me saying, okay, how do we go through this? Go through and do and get ready. I guess that it means that should be coming. Too bad he doesn't have a spaceship for time travel. Because that could have came in handy with this. Todd.
He needs a TARDIS or something.
Yeah. TARDISes might be the best, but only if someone could. And yes, we're kidding around with the TARDISes. We're having fun. This is called us having some fun. And it also relates to Doctor Who. So, can't beat that. Especially with what he did for someone. Did for a fan. Which was awesome in and of itself. So, I just look at it and say that what he did is huge. And we'll get into that. And I know I'm not making sense. So,
yes. It's going to be one of them shows. I know it.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those shows. which is, which is great when we have everyone here. Our shows are normally not this random and odd.
Oh.
Or it can be, but in totally in the most amazing sense of the word. Not being all and Redwood's here. Yay.
Yes, thank you. God, I am here. You're damn right, I am there. And
have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
Yes, I know, Moss. I'm late. I know. I couldn't be held up. And I know what you're going to say.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
Yes, I knew that too. I'm not playing with my dinghy, you fucking creep. Oh, my God. Yes, we have a tree freeze night, which is coming,
Yeah, we know it's coming.
They don't know what's coming, but in terms of
what's coming?
Stuff we have. With you tonight. This could be big. Could be very big. Number one, how many things do we actually ever get with how many things do we actually ever get to make fun of on this show?
A lot.
But tonight, I think we've reached newer ground, ladies and gentlemen. Newer ground, which would mean that we've arrived at stuff which, well...
Fredhead, take the first story.
Yes, I shall take the first story.
I shall take the first story.
Okay. Fine. I'll take the first story. Now,
since you're officially late, you kind of have that honor.
Well, yeah.
And we gave him the overview, so now you can go about proceeding.
Well, yes, as we love TED Talks over here.
All right.
We love TED Talks. And, TED Talks. There'll be 10 times more TED Talks in it. Say that three times fast. 10 times more TED Talks in a year than 365 days a year about mental health. But this woman is trying to change all of this. Habana Gurman starts the phone call, or the TED Talks phone call, for the Daily Beast, with an explanation of how she will hear me.
Hmm.
She begins most of her conversations like this, and with a chip of voice, and she hasn't grown yet tired of it. Yet, Gurman is a 26-year-old Harvard Law student graduate, who is blind and deaf.
Okay.
Something new, because most people don't really
get that.
You know, just like investors don't get very slow-speaking people over the radar, which sound like Stephen Hawking. No disrespect for Stephen Hawking. TED Talks in January, she was preparing for a TED Talk she would give on stage in Baltimore. At a conference.
Wow.
Now, what she wants to do in all these times, he also found out time to intern at the youth department of education and to help build a school in Mala.
Wow.
Okay, talk about one busy, very
woman.
Busy woman. You know, somebody who
what?
Possibly dedicates her time to anything she wants to chat in for. That's
right.
Cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Especially when their situation where it's not so pleasant, not so
I mean
good.
It is not so good that you have people, you know, the TED offering were outfitted with captions which made them accessible to deaf viewers, and TEDx is the independent arm of TED, where local
mm-hmm.
organizers can reach across the globe and can host such events.
Oh,
right.
Interesting.
And what she is arguing is the disability right in terms of our right to live in world as equals.
Which I commend her for. Because everyone should have that right.
A lot of people, and
don't
she's a blind and deaf lawyer. Okay. Ironically, Gurman's speech was about disability rights and her work for advocating for equality. After she presented it, she made a special request that her talk be captioned, since the hard of hearing community would be able to unable to use it otherwise.
Right.
Which is kind of cool.
Which is big when you're dealing with.
The folks at TEDx said they would be glad to do it, but the TEDx talks were captioned, but only 6% of the TEDx videos were captioned. And
aww.
So since Gurman's speech aired, it's racked up over 13,000 views on YouTube, and Gurman has been flooded with inspirational stories. She's touched by one mother who told her that she had lost hope for her deaf and blind son, who could learn, who she didn't know could lead a happy and successful life, until she watched the TEDx presentation. Yet, in a statement emailed by the Daily Beast, TED noted that it has captioned 1,900 official TED Talks.
Wow.
You know, but Gurma said that there was a larger issue than desired to watching a few inspirational speeches, and she's arguing that by not captioning its videos, what TED is actually doing is against the law.
Makes sense.
Under the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, companies must provide equal access to blind and deaf people, population.
Right.
To the extent that they can afford and have the ability to provide captions they
right.
need to.
So,
and they're legally required to. She said
right.
at TEDx, though she is aware that can be strained on smaller companies, we're interested in reasonable accommodation, whatever is commercially reasonable. We are not trying to make them go bankrupt.
Right.
Well, obviously, you know.
That's never
last
been
week's
intent.
Scribd. Last week's Scribd motioned filed a motion to dismiss the case, arguing that the ADA doesn't apply to the internet-only physical spaces, but Gurmer knows that this may not stand in court. 4 years ago, Netflix was sued in the same similar pretense, and they used the same argument, but after 2 years, they submitted that the content fell under the ADA and agreed to caption it all.
Right.
But yet,
we also have to analyze that if some institutions don't want to, well, it's their loss.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's like how you can't really, the only fair suggest so much before a group of people, and then they don't want to do. It's not their fault.
It's not fair. But it's not fair for major companies to get away with what the APA is saying. You know,
right.
The antiquated laws.
We were born to run, not fall. If that makes
right,
any sense.
Which is bullshit. Which should be equality for all. No limits. No, having everyone have the ability to watch and do, not just those limited access. There's a way of saying you can't just do what you're doing, not unless you're wanting this to happen, not unless you're wanting to have people come and say, this is wrong. This is utterly disgusting. You're hindering a group of people. That's just me. You can't really deny that either. That's as bad as saying, oh, no one matters.
Well, you're hindering a group of people, but you're also hindering those who aren't.
We never had a choice either.
It's not that we never had a choice. Let's make this very clear.
Right. I know. I'm sorry. Trying to get the words out properly, and it sometimes doesn't work.
Yeah, but in terms of making it kind of in terms
good.
Of the making it clear and making it available, you know, that's a hard thing to do with in today's economy, because you have to count up for
right.
every dollar and cent, you know,
right.
and taking that into effect.
There has to be some way that the government or groups could be able to help other organizations that are out there, other businesses, saying, we don't want to get into trouble. Is there any services you may be able to provide?
Well,
which would make...
And making it in terms of making it in terms of that everybody should be able to have this, not just
one group of people. It should be access to to whomever needs it, not a shouldn't have to matter.
It shouldn't have to matter in terms of in terms of things that are, well, laws, you know.
Right.
It's not as if every company in the world has to put out it's put up,
yeah,
and then says, oh yeah, go and ignore everybody
who has a disability and those who are very powerful, you know.
Yeah, no, it's the opposite of saying, what do we need to do? How could, is there any ways of making things actually beneficial to help us? Is there any grants? Is there any whatever?
Well,
are there any grants,
yeah,
that could help with assistive technologies to assist us in making sure that we meet all the laws and standards of the land? And not get themselves,
exactly,
in trouble. Avoid getting them into trouble, themselves into trouble, and avoid having
avoid everything. No,
it's the best way of going about it. Two, it makes sense to say, okay, how could these groups help? How could organizations actually do? Johnny, what do you think?
Uh-oh. I had a brain fart.
Oh, God. Not the best. We're discussing the TED Talk and equality for everyone who's in need of having those assistive technologies.
And
I'm so sorry.
So, any tool we could use to your advantage, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, for most of my college career, I used Dragon, naturally speaking, to complete my papers.
Everyone uses different techniques.
I happen to speak faster than I write. So, in getting everything, you know, out is my thing. I mean, like, I used to go into midterm exams with two things a minute made and just destroy the entire exam drinking Minute Maid. And conquering everything. You know,
right.
And the best part about that was that people you know, didn't mind it, you know, and I believe that anytime I think you write anything, you know, whether it's a play, a thesis, or especially a thesis, or the thesis paper, that it should be it should be something that you concentrate heavily on. But you know, once you do that, you know, your thing takes on a new life because you're using copyrighted info. Now, it's
right.
One thing. Also, if you plagiarize, I mean, I've been guilty of it, but it's another thing if you are to take somebody else's work, right, and say for all the clips that we have or whatever, to shorten them down without the authors knowing.
Right. Or knowing that they're on a, or taking them from a royalty-free site, which are completely legal. Not illegal. And we do state that all that we have, some clips are under fair use versus saying, oh no, these are all ours. No. So, what would you rather? Mark, have it clearly state some clips are not our own making, that covers our ass, that covers us from any legal issue that would potentially come, and say we're not making monies, so there's nothing here. This is, and we specifically state it's fair use. We're not overplaying them. We're playing them reasonably. Versus, I'm sure there's groups out there that would love to play clips and then not have the artists not having anyone's knowledge.
And not have the artist paid. That's
That's huge too.
I mean, half the stuff on iTunes, right? If,
for example, like you want, you the viewers want our stuff, right? Well, the only way you're gonna get our stuff is through iTunes.
Yeah.
Because
right.
We're not going to auction it off anywhere else. We're not going to have it anywhere else.
We might stream it.
But
that's through like Spotify or Rhapsody.
Or both.
You know.
But that's it. It's really going to be to where we see fit. We the artists fit versus not having our rights be protected.
And taking that into effect.
And as people with disabilities, we have more rights than
we're not gonna go in front of like the recording industry and say, oh yes, we have more rights. We have more rights than as human beings.
Right.
Yes.
Rights as human beings, but we're not just going to make it seem like nothing matters. Like we're going to make it where, oh, we're the shit now. when, in fact, no one could, you don't want, when you come off that way, it tends to come up, be very bad. Could be very bad.
Well, it could be very bad, but also could be very, very, very bad in terms of lawsuits. You know, because somebody, like, for example, somebody cuts a record, right? And somebody cuts a record, and we decide to use it for sampling. Well, actually, one person got into major trouble because they brought it off of iTunes and then decided to cut the entire thing up.
Yeah.
You know. And cutting the entire thing up on a program like Logic or something like that, is not fine, number one. Number two, if you're going to use it in a recording, that's called sampling. You know, and since the Millennial Digital Copyright Act in 2001 passed, roofers have been, it's in like Roofers Paradise, where people who write that, they lose out on stuff because they're not paid.
If you buy
right.
it through, oh boy,
if you buy
guys,
it, yeah.
Like, don't we have to jump to another topic? Is
we're so far behind. We got so interested in this topic, we don't have the other ones.
No, we do.
Let's see.
That's all, folks.
No, that's not all, folks. That's not all. Definitely not.
Especially, we have Peter Capaldi's story, the autism teacher.
Yeah. We have a new program or promo.
Wow.
So, Veterans Day is tomorrow. Well, veterans, don't we have a great, you love your Nat King Cole and everything like that. Yes, Nat King Cole, anything oldies you love, Beach Boys you love, Van Halen, love. Six, love. Well, we have some really good news for you. At iHomeAudio.com, that's iHomeAudio.com, you can get 20% off on an entire purchase by entering the code VALOR, V-A-L-O-R, plus an additional 5% off when donating to Hope for the Warriors. This coupon is valid until November 17th.
So you can listen. To that new Pink Floyd album that just came out today.
That's exactly it. So you have until next Monday, folks. Next Monday to actually access it. So it's past Veterans Day. They actually say, "Oh yes,
They extended it." Which is great, especially when you're dealing with Veterans Day and really making sure that all needs are met. And if you, and especially when it comes down to Christmas and other holidays, if you want to purchase these things on iHome Radio or any other sites that we are affiliated with, you could go to amcpress.co.com and you will be able to have what you would like for gifts at your disposal if any of those offers you seem to enjoy or life to get past you like to indulge yourselves with, you will have that there.
Exactly. Exactly. And soon, hopefully soon, we will have a new site in which...
Depending.
Pending that you could possibly click on. We're in the stages of creating our new site.
We cannot say how far we're
in. We can't say exactly.
Let's just say there's always possibilities for updates for the both sites, since we can't really, since we both the amcpress.wordpress.com, we're going to make sure that they're both active, especially since they have all of our past everything from past. What we have done in the past archive. So it's kind of a benefit we have that site up and going, especially for those who would like to see the progress of AMC Press and Co. Right, Red Hood?
That's right. You spelled it out clearly.
Wouldn't you
clearly
say?
Clearly, I could have.
We can't really get rid of both. There will be changes to both, but there will be changes that will benefit all of our fans and make sure that they have the best site, best crisp site, which is still impending decisions, like, so, yes. So, we'll... Yes.
We'll let you know.
Or they'll see it. They'll be able to see the changes.
Or you'll see it.
But that's in time.
In time.
It's not going
exactly.
It's not time. Let's get going with our other topic since we have only how many?
We have so many minutes. Oh my god, we're running out of time. Run! Let's see. What else? What else do we have in the news? Well,
yes, you know,
I do know. I do know.
What a maroon! What an ignoramus!
I know. Let's see. Everybody, teachers should not blame people with autism
or any disability group for that matter.
Exactly. Allison,
No, how about we both tag team this?
Okay, fine. We'll both tag team this. You go first.
I'm distracted tonight.
It's okay. I look at this and saying you're going to basically say that one group has affected teaching. No, that's not their fault. It's almost like let's pick on a group that obviously has disabilities, disability group, sector, or sect. However you want to call it, it's wrong. It's almost like saying, oh, no, we could pick on anyone. How about no and no? I'm sure they wouldn't be thrilled if they were harassed or had this happen. I could see
probably not.
They would probably be so aggravated, so pissed, it wouldn't be funny. So, what could you do? And it's never someone's fault to say, oh, yes, there's less teachers around. That does not mean that it's one group of people's fault, quite frankly.
It shouldn't be their fault.
It's like saying, no, yes, we're going to take on everyone under the sun who has this problem and lump everyone in together. I call bullshit.
I mean, it's also the fact that you know, autism, they're blaming that a kid who doesn't make eye contact as much as he used to, okay, but yet the thing is that you know, autism has different effects on different people, whether you're a boy or a girl. When you're a boy, it's the thing is that in this California school, people think that autism is like the rest. No, it's not. It's not that at all.
Everyone has their strengths too. So having a child who has autism, that's not the end of the world. So he's different. But ultimately, what would you rather? Him be normal and ultimately have other issues? Is that could be the case too. Pick one over, it's almost like you can't pick one over the other. They're both, they're both hard. But when you deal with kids, you should be happy for what their strengths are, not for their, and not downgrading them. Because downgrading them just leads to so much problems and hurt.
And trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, trouble in ways that in ways that are greatly affected. People with autism or any disability actually have much more brain capacity than that of their average human. We're not automatons, but
we learn.
We learn differently. You know,
may take us some time, but then when we have it,
there's
no going back.
No, I mean, I remember somebody who gave me my first foray into playing piano, and I, you know, for this show and other things, I use a MIDI keyboard, but I learned to play on a grand piano. I never have read music. I don't intend to read music. I can just go through my brain, but people still find this amazing. You know, I'm not the best at math, but you know, does that mean that I'm stupid? No.
No. It's different strengths. It's the different strengths that are there. that everyone has. You can't deny that either. And once you deny something like that, you're depriving any child from growing. Actually, going past.
And if you're a person who deprives somebody of that, well, I mean, I got deprived for 6 or 7 years of it. In that 6 or 7 years, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not going to it's not just going to be me doing that. You know what I mean?
Right.
There are others all around the world who do this.
And
way more than and are responsible for it. Way more.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is something that people should say, maybe we should count our blessings that our kids are different.
Yeah.
Not
count your blessings that your shit is different. Than everyone else.
You can't,
you know what
just,
I mean?
Yeah. It's
you can't just
one
do
thing,
that.
You can't neglect the fact that they're different either, because it's stifling creativity. That's stifling so much. And then when it's, I would rather say, I'm different. This is me. You're different.
And
I'm
just
different.
For clarification, we don't wear our disability on our sleeves.
No, we don't. Far from it. We make it where we shine. We make it where this is a thing of saying, this is who we are. If you can't see it, then just
if you can't
it
see
be.
It, then look. Don't look. No, don't look the other way.
Right.
Investigate.
Actually, investigate, but then let us be as well. Don't make it seem like, oh, it's the end of the world. We're lost causes when clearly...
We're not lost causes at all. And with the lost causes and everything like that, well, it's almost time for us to end this episode.
Yeah.
And
guess we'll
it
have
went
to...
by fast. It went by fast.
Yeah.
And... yeah, and we will see you tomorrow for a Veterans Day episode.
Yes.
Of this show. Yes. And have a great Veterans Day. And
yes. We bid you
a great night.
Thank you for all of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And to folks in the interwebs, see you soon. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.